Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. And thank you especially for the time and attention that you've given to this docket. My name is Howard Moffat. I represent Canterbury and Loudoun, and I'm also among the 68 state legislators who have filed jointly a petition to intervene in this docket. A little before 4 o'clock on Monday afternoon, I was passing through Franconia Notch on my way to the Colebrook Elementary School. As I went by Profile Lake, I looked up to the left, to the spot where the old man used to be. I always do that when I go through the notch. The cloud cover was low, but not too low. I could see where he used to be. Keeping watch over the Pemigewasset River Valley. And it reminded me of something that Daniel Webster once said. He said, "Men hang out their signs indicative of their respective trades. Shoemakers hang out a gigantic shoe, jewelers a monster watch, and the dentist hangs out a gold tooth. But up in the mountains of New Hampshire, God Almighty has hung out a sign to show that there he makes men." We lost the old man in 2003, but he still serves as the symbol of the Granite State. And I'd like to think that he still watches. So what would he think of Northern Pass, which now proposes to hang out its own signs, two signs up there, two chains of steel towers, 100 feet high, strung with wires from Pittsburgh to Bethlehem and from Bristol to Deerfield, to show that there, high above some of New Hampshire's most valued landscapes, Northern Pass wants to transmit high-voltage electric power made somewhere else for the benefit of consumers in Massachusetts and Connecticut and for the profit of Eversource shareholders. I believe I know what he would think. The first thing to be said about Northern Pass is what you heard earlier from Mr. Quinlan. It's not a reliability project. It's an economic project. It's not needed to keep the lights on. So I want to suggest that it behooves you to weigh very carefully the benefits, the alleged benefits of the project, against the costs. Because I think if you do that, you will find that compared to some of the alternatives, the benefits of the project end up being rather modest compared to the costs. Because unless the line is buried, the cost to the public, the cost to the state of New Hampshire, are going to be incalculable. Mr. Chairman, I'm going to go a little over 3 minutes, and I'm happy to come back at the end.
You're already over 3 minutes.
Okay, then why don't I come back at the end, all right?
Thank you.